Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. I'm Montgomery Jones, and today's featured Wikipedia article is Katana Zero. Katana Zero is a 2019 action video game developed by ASCIISoft and published by Devolver Digital. The game is a 2D side-scrolling platformer with a focus on fast-paced combat and storytelling. Players take on the role of an unnamed assassin known as Zero, who possesses the ability to manipulate time. The game is set in a dark and dystopian version of the year 1980 in a fictional city called New Mecca, where Zero carries out his missions for a mysterious organization. The gameplay of Katana Zero is heavily influenced by the Hotline Miami series, featuring challenging levels that require precise timing and quick reflexes to defeat enemies. Players must use Zero's abilities to dodge bullets, slash enemies with his katana, and plan out strategies to complete each level. The game also incorporates a unique slowdown mechanic that allows players to slow down time and plan their moves more effectively. In addition to its gameplay, Katana Zero is praised for its gripping story and atmospheric world building. The game delves into themes of morality, identity, and trauma as players uncover the mysteries of Zero's past and the true nature of the organization he works for. The narrative is nonlinear, with players making choices that affect the outcome of the story and lead to multiple branching paths. The game's art style is described as pixelated and retro-inspired, with a color palette that emphasizes neon lights and dark shadows. The soundtrack, composed by Ludo WIC, complements the game's atmosphere with its synth-heavy tracks and moody undertones. Critics have lauded the game's presentation for its immersive and cinematic qualities. Katana Zero received widespread acclaim upon its release, with critics praising its tight gameplay mechanics, engaging story, and stylish presentation. The game's challenging difficulty and replay value have also been highlighted as strengths, as players can experiment with different strategies and approaches to missions. Overall, Katana Zero is considered a standout indie title that offers a unique and memorable gaming experience. I'll be back this time tomorrow with another featured article. Thank you for listening. This podcast was produced by Classic Studios with information sourced from Wikipedia.org. We donate to the Wikipedia Foundation.